Page 7. Page 9. Page 10. Page, the notification on button. Page 9.
No, page 10.
Page 10.
It says here, oh, no, I'm happy with it, sorry. Okay.
Page 11. Page 12. Page 13. Page 14. Page 15. So on page 16, instead of house, this program, housing, the net less constituencies. Page 16, the last paragraph, line 2, this program. Page 18. Page 19 is the last page. Are there any errors that the members who have just come late have identified in the report in the pages that we have passed in your absence. Honorable Buckley?
I'm not sure if we dealt with it at page 5.
We did.
The top where you sorted that from.
Page 5, remember?
Page 5, that there are new cases every day, 171,000 new cases every day. Did you sort that one out? If you had that sign?
No.
It can't be copied every day.
No, that isn't, that's not correct. So, sort that out. It's not correct.
Are we together, member? Yes. Okay. Any other error?
Can I just check? I've missed the first few minutes. I'm sorry, I was at the budget post. Are you doing only corrections now, or are you also doing the recommendations? I'm just not sure of the procedure.
We are doing everything.
Okay.
But we started.
That's fine.
Yeah, we're doing everything.
That's fine. Then.
Yeah.
And I just have one. Addition, it's not a correction.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to find it. It's on page 14, the UIF recommendations. I think we should say something about the computer system that is offline all the time. I don't know how to word it. Maybe they must have a plan to move the IT system of UIF so that they're not offline 2 days a week. I don't know, Chairperson, the wording is not important. I just am concerned that we should point out that we want them to attend to the IT system.
Question number? I think it's also struggling to formulate it.
I could give you a sentence if you want to start it, and then you can change it. I would say something like, I would give consideration to reporting back on reporting back on progress of sorting out the IT problems in the labor center. Something like that. Maybe the researchers could help me with wording, but that's, we want to report back on whether those computers are offline still 2 days a week, you know, because then people can't get services. So I don't know how to, I don't know whether the researcher could help with wording, or somebody could help with wording. Report back on progress of stabilizing the IT system, something like that, at labor centers. I should report back to the committee on progress on stabilizing the IT system in labor centers for UIF.
Thank you, Chair. I've kept quiet for some time because I was just trying to think on how we have captured this in behavior.
Yes.
Because I think it is a recommendation that we are only making over and over again. I think last year we spoke of strengthening the IT system. With this one, which is saying reporting on progress of stabilizing IT system, the fine, we can live with that. Sure.
We can say, each department must, it's because we know the progress, the GC has been giving us the progress what is going on, but I understand that as part of our report, we should be saying something, and I think we can say we are patiently waiting, we are waiting for the fast-tracking of the of sorting out the IT program in the department. But someone must capture it correctly. Thank you, Abby.
Could I say the following words?
Okay,
we request a report back on fast tracking of the solutions for the IT problem in the UI in the labor centers. Report back on the fast tracking of the solutions. Something like that. I think we're in agreement, it's just I'm not sure about the words, but those are just another thing. We request a report back of the fast tracking of the repairs to the IT system in the labor sectors.
Chair, I think the previous recommendation was better the wording.
Okay.
On stabilizing. It.
Okay. So is that the one that
So reporting back to the committee on progress regarding the stabilization of the IT system in the labor center.
Okay. Any other petition or error in the report? Honorable Hossein?
I was having a look at page 11, number G at the top. Capacitating the Employment Conditions Commission in case it takes over the responsibility of determining the level of the national minimum wage. I was under the impression that we were talking about an independent body determining the level of the minimum wage, and that was what we were recommending. Page 11, number D.
I'm looking at that bullet and balancing it with our responsibility, because our responsibility is to ensure that the department does its job. I don't think it will be fair for us to say they have to outsource what is supposed to be done by them. Let us exert pressure on them so that they do what is expected. Then in terms of the final modalities of how then they improve their effectiveness, I don't think it can be us to capture that in the recommendation, because ours is to put pressure or to exert pressure to the department. We cannot expect to recommend that somebody who is not going to account to us is put in the recommendation by us, because we want our recommendation. So I want to propose that we leave that one with the labor tender as it is. We cannot look at an independent body, as my colleague was indicated.
Okay.
Okay.
understand. We are on page 11.
I'm just not sure about the independent body. Or is the member saying that the Employment Conditions Commission doesn't report to us, and therefore we must remove the bullet point? I'm sorry, maybe I misunderstood.
I was responding to what Honorable Gateman has raised to say, why are we talking about labor tenders? Because we thought we were talking about an independent board. And I'm intervening then to say, we are making the department to account yet. So let us pin the department so that they can be able to come back and report to us on progress made. Thank you.
Madam Chair, with regard to the bullet point D, only legislation will create an independent body, and legislation has not been sort of formulated and passed. So in the absence of that...
And maybe we should just take it off, is that we are anticipating something that hasn't happened. So let's say they must buy computers, extra computers, or staff. So they buy the computers and they buy the staff and they put it in the building, and then they decide, no, no, it's going to be a different body that's going to sort out the national minimum wage. Then they bought computers to us, that they've now bought the computers, but they're not going to be used. They're going to be taken to another organization. My suggestion is we just remove this bullet point D, because we're not yet at the point where we know how much money, how many people, how many computers, which building. We might get ourselves into a corner. It is going to be decided, the national minimum wage, but if we start buying computers before we know where, it's maybe...
Yes, Chairperson, I also support the argument, and will therefore propose that we rather remove bullet D. There is none, because we've gone page by page, and then we also gave an opportunity to those who relate to raise the issues that they have identified, and that has been done. So can we? We are adopting the report in a form of a vote. So can we then adopt the report by a show of hands? So the report is adopted unanimously by the committee. So this report has been adopted with the amendment. There is 1 set of minutes, member. No. We all have copies of the minutes. And we all receive the minutes in advance. Yes. Anybody want to raise something on the minutes? Other moving for adoption or correction members? another group bathroom. I don't know another prison one. Second, the new concerns are changed.